This week, a Democrat-led House panel launched a probe into coronavirus outbreaks at meatpacking plants around the country. Monday, Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina, who chairs the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, sent letters to Tyson Foods, Smithfield Foods, and JBS USA requesting information on the number of sick employees, facility closures, safety measures, and leave policies for when workers tested positive. Magali Licoli, who is the executive director of Inseremos, a local workers' justice organization, says she welcomes the investigation.
It really feels a relief that finally an administration is taking seriously what we've been saying for almost a year now. So I am glad that now they're taking the necessary steps to protect workers and to investigate and to hold these companies accountable for what they've done to these workers.
But Licoli says it's still too late for thousands of workers. According to the Food and Environment Reporting Network, which has been mapping COVID-19 outbreaks in the U.S. food system, nearly 54,000 workers at 570 meatpacking plants have tested positive for coronavirus. At least 270 have died. In his letter to Tyson, Representative Clyburn writes that the company doesn't appear to have taken basic precautions to prevent outbreaks at its meat packing facilities, where nearly 12,500 workers contracted the virus and nearly 40 have died. He also cites an instance where Tyson managers at a plant in Iowa ordered workers to remain on the job and place bets on how many of them would end up getting COVID-19. Licoli believes the investigation will find that Tyson Foods and other companies valued production over the lives of their employees.
One of the things that we've been fighting and we've been asking the companies to do ever since we saw the outbreaks happening at the poultry plants in Arkansas was that they needed to contact tracing workers. That was crucial to stop the spread of the virus and to put workers in quarantine to make sure that they were not also going to spread the virus to other not infected workers. And so that was precisely what the company really refused to do, because if they were going to do that, they will be forced to shut down the plants.
Statistics show that two-thirds of employees at meatpacking plants across the country are Black or Hispanic, and many live in low-income families. Now, almost a year into the pandemic, Licoli says poultry companies have normalized COVID-19 in the workplace, but she says she's hopeful the Occupational Safety and Health Administration will be better about enforcing worker safety laws now that the agency is also under investigation.
Hopefully that right now it will become normal, you know, at least to file a complaint, that workers have the security that these agencies are looking into for them, not against them, as it felt last year. Last year, it felt like everything was going against them, the companies, the government, nobody was acting to protect these workers. So hopefully now with this new administration and the new measurements that they're taking, finally these workers could breathe a little bit.
According to Representative Clyburn, under the Trump administration, OSHA issued only 8 citations and fewer than $80,000 in penalties for coronavirus-related violations at meatpacking companies. In a statement, Tyson representatives say the company's top priority will always be the health and safety of their people, and they look forward to working with the Congressional Committee to share what they've done and continue to do to protect team members from coronavirus. According to the statement, Tyson invested more than $500 million during the pandemic to transform its facilities with protective measures like walk-through temperature scanners and social distance monitors. The company says it also hired a chief medical officer and has been testing thousands of workers a week to locate any instances of the virus.